But we're gonna start with about a couple pounds of clay, maybe a little bit more, 2.5, 2.25. It's not really so important how you make it, it's just a matter of being efficient with your operation. And when I'm putting this clay on the wheel, there's no need to show off. Like, make that nice round ball of clay, get it in your hands, smack it around a little bit. This clay is gonna soften up so much. Center it and enter it. If the clay is wedged properly, shouldn't have to do too much centering. Shouldn't have to do too much work at all.
My name is Jeremy Kane. I moved to Fairbanks when I was 18 years old with my friends, and had taken ceramics classes when I was a kid, so I've been making things for a long time. So I took college ceramics starting when I was 18 in Fairbanks and spent 6 years there in undergrad. And then I have a master's degree from Ohio University for 3 years. And then that's when I finally landed this position here. And I've been here working since. So that's my 20th year teaching.
I encourage you guys to try to set some goals for timing on these pots. We had like a race in grad school one time. I think I made 45 bowls in an hour. All clay is prepped, not talking to anybody. Mm-hmm. You just sit there and blah, 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 knock them out. And then later you got to trim them. So I wouldn't go to that extent, but I think that you guys should all easily be able to make 10 bowls in easy.
This particular project, we do it for, it's for the homeless shelter in town. And we've been doing it for years. We've donated thousands of bowls to this particular project over the years. But I don't want it to be just a donation. I want the students to be able to learn from it.
Part of a nice handmade bowl has to do with the fact that you still have a hand in it. Okay, so some of the nicest pots that you'll buy that are actually commercial pots, like say from China, they all have reference of hand marks in them because that's what people like. You can see there's a little undulation in that pot. Undulation means it's got a little wiggle to it. When I make pots, I like to have that motion in there, or else I can just buy them at Kmart. You guys probably don't know what Kmart is anymore.
I try to encourage them to do it different ways, and different styles of bowls, and different ways of different techniques. So it's not necessarily like one standard bowl that you just crank out. I want them to like really think about it.
You know, when you think about bowls, like for this particular project, I want you guys to like, we're not just donating time. I want you guys to think about things and make them for, sounds selfish, but when you're making pots, you gotta make them for yourself. And then they get, if they're nice enough for you, then they get really evenly distributed throughout the community, essentially. Okay, so you don't make things for other people, you make them for yourself because you're the artist, you're the person that's spending the time doing it, but you gotta make something that you like.
I do think that making things in multiples is the only way to learn how to make pottery. You know, it's kind of the art of repetition.
But when it comes to making pots, sometimes it's nice to have a bigger bowl. You want room in that bowl to be able to put stuff. So if you're serving somebody dinner and you have this really tiny little bowl that you made and you're real proud of it, maybe it's better to put like jelly or like put some sort of dip in there or something. But a real bowl would have enough room that you could serve food and still have like 2 or 3 inches on the top of that pot in order to be able to look at the surface on that ceramics, or to be able to see what it is, or it creates a contrast between the food. Say you're eating some sort of crab bisque, right? Oh my God, that sounds killer. Did anybody bring that tonight for class?
I wish you did.
So many different cultures have that sort of specialty, different foods and different spices, but it's all food. People make potatoes and meat and vegetables. So that's the world. It's not that amazing. But the dishes that the stuff is served in, I think it makes it amazing. Okay? All right, get to work.